This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report, Pity the Poor Immigrant. Traveling across Slovakia and listening to my guide, I recall the contradictions of Bob Dylan's song, I Pity the Poor Immigrant, where he is both sympathetic to the plight of immigrants and suspicious of them. I pity the poor immigrant, he says, whose strength is spent in vain, whose heaven is like iron sighs, whose tears are like rain, who eats but is not satisfied, who hears but does not see, who falls in love with wealth itself and turns his back on me. I pity the poor immigrant who tramples through the mud, who fills his mouth with laughing, and who builds his town with blood, whose visions in the final end must shatter like the glass. I pity the poor immigrant. I asked my new friend how the Slovakian policy had evolved towards accepting their share of immigrant refugees from Syria and the Middle East. Initially, as The Guardian had reported, Hungary, the Czech Republic, Romania, and Slovakia opposed agreeing to the relocation scheme that was proposed for asylum seekers in 2015, but they were outvoted. Although generally opposed, Poland eventually voted with a majority. The European Union, responding to the complaints from Greece and Italy, where many immigrants had traveled, had set a quota eventually. The refusal of Poland, Hungary, and the Czech Republic to accept any level of the resettlement quota has led to the European Union initiating legal action against these countries. My colleague had told me that the economy was strong in Slovakia and listed the number of auto plants that were in various stages of development in the country, and the concerns that Slovakia didn't have enough labor to fill the needs there, and in fact had been hiring thousands of Romanians and Bulgarians to work there. His was a complicated answer involving bizarre politics, where the president had not been publicly defiant, but in practice had only accepted a ridiculously small number, perhaps 60, and then stopped. My friend told the story in a complicated and convoluted way, much the same way that Americans embarrassingly describe the antics of President Trump around accepting immigrants and refugees now. At first, he said it was not a problem, but as I pressed on, based on what I'd been reading in recent years, he told more, including the political story I just mentioned. By the end of the conversation, he conceded that immigration was a major issue. It is obviously a deeply one as well, and clearly racialized, unless I'm missing something in translation. As he talked about what he called white Slovakians and the difficult integration situation in schools with the Roma population, who by default were being defined as non-white or other, it seemed that this was likely the same cultural and political commitment to homogeneity that was erecting barriers to Middle Eastern Arabic-speaking immigrants, even internalized by progressives who'd worked in refugee settlement and favored their admission to Slovakia. Studies indicate that only 1% of refugees are ever able to return to their home countries, demanding less pity for the poor immigrants and more justice. All of this makes Eastern Europe and its faux populism seem like the South in the 1950s, and that's not a good thing. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.